Wir haben da Flammet am Ralf. Da Flammet. Hier bei der Mischne. Ja, Flammet am Ralf. Mischne says hier, Ein Adam nichnas li Azorah la Voida. Nobody is allowed to go into the Azorah, Poshet, that's the beginning of the Ezra's Yisrael in the Beis HaMikdash, Afilu Tor, even if the person is Tor, Ad She Yitzvol, until he goes to the Mikvah. He has to go to the Mikvah before he comes into the Beis HaMikdash, even though he's Tor. So Rashi says, La Avoida, even though the Mishnah says you can't go in, it's mashma only to do an Avoida, if you're a Kohen and you're going to do Avoida there, you do a Kabbalah, a Shechita, a Zrika, then you have to have a Tefillah. So Rashi says, no, Lav Davka. Anybody can't walk in until he goes to the mikveh first. The time of the first be Gemara. The Gemara will explain why you can't go in. The Kopon Rashi says, is Lav Davka, a Kohen that's doing the Avoida. Anybody can't go in, even though you're Tor. We'll see in the Gemara why. And Tais also says like this. Tais also says that Lav Davka Lavoide Lafilu Lishchita. The Lav Avoide He Muchach Lekamon the boy Tfila. Even a Kohen that's doing the Shchita, he also needs a Tfila. Even though Shchita is not called an Avoide. V'Afilu B'Lav Avoide Rakshi Nichnas Liazara. Even though you stand walking in, also you have to have a Tfila. That's the way Tais is also. So Tais is also asking to Rashi, if Lav Davka Avoide Hu Adin stand walking into the Azara, you have to have a Tfila. I think the Rambam sheet there is no Zdavka for Avoida. Yeah, Mishnah is writer. Chomesh Tfilois, 5 times does the Kohen Gadol have to go to the Mikvah on Yom Kippur. V'yasara Kiddushin, Toivo Kohen Gadol, or Makadish Boi Bayoim. He's on Yom Kippur, he has to go to the Mikvah 5 times, and he has to make 10 times a Kiddush Yodayim V'raglayim. We'll see in the Gemara exactly when and how we know this. He's in between every time he changes from the Avodas of the Kodesh HaKadoshim to go outside. He's inside, is wearing Big Day Lovin. When he has to change his clothing to put on the Big Day Zov outside, he has to have a Kiddush Yodayim V'raglayim first, then he goes to the Mikvah, then another Kiddush Yodayim V'raglayim. So 10 times he's in Kaddish himself, and 5 times he goes to the Mikvah. The Chulam BaKodesh. All these Tfilas and Kedushas that have to be L'Kavod Yom Kippur have to be done in the Azor itself. Al Beis HaParva, it's done on the Beis HaParva. That was the mikvah inside the Azorah. Chutz Mizu, excluding the first tefillah. At the beginning of the Mishnah says, any time you come into the Azorah, you have to have a tefillah. So that's not halacha dafkin Yom Kippur. That's a tefillah any time. So that tefillah doesn't have to be in the Azorah, that could be outside. It's Chutz Mizu, a chutz from the first tefillah could even be done outside. Now, Chutz Mizu Bavad. Now, Parasu Saden Abutz, they used to spread out, put a mechitza of a Saden Shabutz, a sheet made out of linen. Benay Levenon, between him and the city, and between him and the people, used to make like a mechitza. L'shein Matznius, there should be a separation. Poshet is going on the first tefillah did, which the tefillah was outside in the chutz. So there used to be like a mechitza there, a sheet, to separate between him and the am. And it was dafka made from linen. We'll see in the Gemara why it was made from linen. So Rashi says, Chutz Mizu, Horishayna Sheina Bo Choyva. Excluding the first tefillah, it's not a Choyva Liyom HaKippurim. To Akol Yom Enami Isa. That's the din of the Mishnah. Any time when somebody wants to come into the Azorah, even though he's Tor, first he has to go to the Mikvah. Abo Tefillah Saboy is Choyva Liyom HaKippur. But the rest of the tefillahs that the Kohen Gadol has to do special to cover Yom Kippur, Ksiv Behem B'Mokam Kodesh. That the Torah says it has to be done dafki in the Azorah, b'makom kodesh, v'nyom de'achri mois. All these things we'll see in the Gemara of the Limudim. But that's the chiddush of this Mishnah, the way Rashi and Tais learns. Anybody, even though you're Torah, you're not allowed to go into the Beis Hamikdash, into the Azorah, unless first you go to the Mikvah. And then on Yom Kippur, there was a special halacha, the Kohen Gadol had to be tovel 5 times, and he has to have 10 times the chiddush of Dayan Braglayim. So the Gemara says, Sho'alu es ben Zoyma, the yes ben Zoyma. Tfilah Zulama. How do we know this chiddush in the beginning of the Mishnah that before you come into the Azorah you have to go to the Mikvah, even though you're Tor? And Rashi says, Tfilah Zul shall call Shachris, Loma Litor. If the person's Tor, why does he have to go to the Mikvah first? Is Omer Lehen, so that it's a Ben Zoyma answered, he learns out from a Kabbal Chayma from the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. Uma HaMishana, Mi Kodesh LeKodesh. The Yom Kippur, every time he changes, at the beginning he does the Avoyde inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Then he changes and comes outside and does the Avodah outside. So the Mishnah says he has to be Tovel every time when he changes from inside to outside. So Maha Mishana Mikodesh HaKodesh. Kohen Gadol is changing from the Lefnai and Lefnim, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, to outside to the Kodesh. Or Mimokim Shonesh Koris, Lomokim Shonesh Koris. Both these two places, if a person that's Tomei comes in either to the Kodesh HaKadoshim or comes into the Beis HaMikdash, he's Chayiv Koris. So there's not such big a difference between the two changes. Still, toyin tefillah. Still, the din is by Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol has to make a tefillah every time he changes from the Kodesh HaKadoshim to outside. Is hamashanim mechol kodesh. A regular person that at night was sleeping in his own house, a choyel, and then he comes into the Azor, to the Beis HaMikdash, for sure he has to be toivel before he comes into the Beis HaMikdash. Or mimakim shenon yishkoros, lomakim shenon koros, like he's coming from outside, a place that there's no chiyuv koros, in your own house, you can be there when you tell me. Now you're walking into the Beis HaMikdash, that you're not allowed to be there when you tell me there's a chiyuv koros, is einu din shetoyin tefillah, isn't it a kal v'chaima, for sure you have to have a tefillah. Before any person will come into the Azara, he has to have a tefillah. The Rashi says, "Oma mishana mikodesh means koyin gadol b'chomish avoydus b'yom kippurim ha'mishtanes mechus lefnim." The five different avoydus that he changes from inside to outside, or mifnim lachutz, sheshnei ha'mekoyim is kodesh. Both places in the Beis Hamikdash has kedusha on it. V'yashnei yemonish korus, and both of them yizachiyev korus ha'nichnas betuma. Anybody that comes in here betumah, there's a chiyuv koros. Whether you come into the Kodesh Kodoshim, or whether you come outside to the regular Kodesh, there's a chiyuv koros. Still, the din is toyin tefillah, bein avoida li avoida, between one avoida and next avoida. Chidyalav apirik will learn from Sukkum later. So it's a kal v'chaima, v'zeh habomi beisoy, a person that's coming from his own private house, li yazor into the Beis Hamikdash, shu mechon ala Kodesh. Isn't it for sure he has to have a tefillah? So that's the din of Ben Zoyma. The Mitzvah holds it's a kal v'chomer, posh it's a svar midiraita, that you have to have a tefillah. So Tosfos asked the question, like before we spoke out, even though the Mishnah says you only have to have the tefillah if you're coming in to do an avoidah, like a kohen that wants to be oivah, do an avoidah, Rashi and Tosfos says it's lav davka. The word avoidah doesn't belong in the Mishnah, and any person before you come into the Azara, you have to go to the mikvah. So Tosfos asked Tamerly, Ikol Mifruch, ma lohosim shchein roitza lavad avoidah, avotorah nechnash lel avoidah minayin. Hesayis said the Mishnah is lavoid is lavdavka. Anybody that comes into the Azara, you have to have go to the mikvah beforehand. So then, how can you learn out from a Kohen Gadol? A Kohen Gadol, he was doing the avoida. He was doing avoidas hakabonis. So therefore, when he changed from one avoida to another avoida, that's why he has to make a tefillah. Mashenken, a regular person, even a Kohen, if he's only coming into the Azara just to be there, not to be oved, how do you know he has to go to the mikvah? So Tosfos is saying, "If Yishloima Devada Yakal B'Choyma Ein Wela B'Tor HaNichnas L'Ktei Lavoid." The Kal B'Choyma is only for Koyin, that's Tor, and when he goes into the Azor to the Beis Hamikdash to do Avoidom, that's the Kal B'Choyma. He has to go to the mikvah beforehand. Even though he's Tor, there's a new Kal B'Choyma. You have to go to the mikvah. Elo Dimidirabonin goes who Afilu B'Nichnas Shloi Lavoid Gzeir Hashem Yavoid. That the Tosfos and Rashi both said the Mishnah is lav davka lavoida, but rather anybody before you go into the Azorah, you have to go to the mikvah first. That's only gzeirah midrabbanan. It's once we see if somebody comes in to do the avoida, you have to go to the mikvah. So Rabbanan made gzeirah, even if you're coming in not to do avoida, still you have to go to the mikvah first because we're afraid maybe you will do the avoida. So that's Mashiach for Tosfos who is only a kohen that would have to go to the mikvah first because the gzeirah is maybe you'll do the avoida. But Mashmah, if you're not a Kohen, maybe then you won't have to go to the mikvah, according to Ben Zoyma's Svara. So this is Ben Zoyma's Svara. He's learning out a Kal V'Chomer from the Kohen Gadol. When he changes from the Avoidus Pnim to the Avoidus outside, he has to go to the mikvah. So for sure, if you're coming from your own house, which is Chorol, into the Beis HaMikdash, for sure you have to go to the mikvah first. Right, the Rabbi Yehuda, why Rabbi Yehuda says no? Right, he doesn't like this Kal V'Chomer. He holds there's no Kal V'Chomer. There it's Kedusha and Kedusha. It's a more Chomer Kedusha. You hold him by the Kohen Gadol, and it's Yom Kippur. Maybe that's where there you have to have tefillas. Mashenk in a regular Kohen, when he comes into the Azorah regular day, Rabbi Yehuda holds there's no Kal V'Chomer. With the rice, you don't have to go to the mikvah. So what's Shara now? Mishnah? Rabbi Yehuda, why Mesrach Tefillah Hizu? It's only Xerim with Rabbonin. It's the Rabbonin de Kalachon. You have to go to the mikvah before you come into the Beis HaMikdash. Why? Kedesha Yiske Tumla Yishana Shebiyoda. The Yifresh. That a person should think twice before he comes into the Beis HaMikdash. Like Rashi explains very good. Rashi, Srach Tfilizu. Ein kan choybe minatarwa. There's no chiv midiraisa to go to the mikvah. El Lesrach Velitfresh Leshain Beshain Betfila. The Rabbonin just wants you to go to the mikvah. Why? Because they lala salei, the person should put to his heart, he should start thinking, Shein tefillah l'tumeim. Why does a person usually go to the mikvah? Only because he's tamei. Mela v'losas libor, the person would come to really think strongly, im yesh tumulov, do I have any tumi? Am I really tumi or not? The Yisku and Mel who remember Tumi Yishon, who remember the old Tumi he had yesterday, Shiei Shalom. The Shachachon, he forgot about it. The Yifrish Melov Al Azara, and I'll stop him from coming to the Azara today. Shiarishim Shiachat Tfilah Blayavar Hayayim Blayavar, he won't do the Avoid today. Another is even though like this, the person comes into the base of Midya, she thinks he's Torah. So as long as he's Torah, he thinks he's allowed to come in. As Rabbanan tell you, no, before you come in, you have to go to the mikvah. So the person's going to think, I'm going to the mikvah now. Why? Because they think, maybe I'm Tomei. Let me think it over. Am I Tomei? Maybe I am. Maybe I touched a mace yesterday. Like maybe I can't go in today. So the person would really think it over strongly to make sure he's Torah, he won't come in. And if he touched a mace, or not a labdaf mace, even if he touched a sheretz. The halacha is, after you go to the mikvah, you're not allowed to come in until Heres Shemesh. You have to wait till Tzeis Rechovim. So the person will think it over very carefully now, so that you'll go to the mikvah, and that will make him think to make sure he's allowed to go in now. So it's only a gzeirim of the Rabbonah that before you come into the Beis HaMikdash, you should go to the mikvah. And according to this Svara, it could be Slav Dafka Koin, even in Yisrael. Even in Yisrael, before you come into the Azara, you have to go to the mikvah. Because if you're a Talmudic person, it's a Chiyuv Karas to go into the Azara. So therefore, with the Rabbonah made gzeirim, we want to make everybody think twice. Before they come in, make sure you're Torah. How do we do that? To give a takana, you have to go to the mikvah. The male, you'll think it over twice to make sure you're Torah before you come into the Azara. So the Mara b'maikum mifugi, what's the machloek of these two svaras? We have Yehuda's svara and Ben Zayma. So Mara wants to say the havamina is bi'achuli avoida. Like let's say you don't go to the mikvah and you do the avoida, is the avoida kosher or not? Achula means you're machalun, the avoida is possible. Come mifugi. Le Ben Zayma that holds the kavu chayim and the raisa, mochal avoida. If a kohen, even though he's tor, he comes into the azor and does the avoida is possible. Because he didn't go to the mikvah. And the Rabbi Yehuda, the Mochel Avoida, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not a derisive Gesvara, it's only with the Rabbonin. So you're not Mechalul, you don't make the Avoida possible, the Avoida would be kosher. So Rashi Be'achuli Avoida, Im Loitovo Shachris V'yovid, the person didn't go, the Kohen didn't go to the Mikvah, and he went to do the Avoida, he made his Rikas Adam today. If the Ben Zayim, the Yomad Yerayisehi, Sharei Nitin Kabuchoyma, Lidrosh, it's a Kabuchoyma, Hevi Avodosu Mechalelis, it's a Psalm with Yerayisom, so the Avoida is no good. It's only a din the Rabbonin, so maybe the Rabbonin is not mochel, the avodah is kosher. The Rabbonin just says at the beginning, before you go in, go to the mikvah. But if you didn't do that, you were over with Issa the Rabbonin, but the avodah is still kosher maybe. So the Gemara says, no, this is not true. So the moral of Ben Zoyma, mi mochel, is it true that according to Ben Zoyma, true, he learns out the Kal V'chomim with the rice, he has to go to the mikvah. But the law is, even if he didn't go to the mikvah, the avoid is still kosher. You don't make the avoid the apostle. For a tiny, we learned like this. Kohen Gadol Shaloi Tovol. Or Kohen Gadol that didn't do these trilas. Like the Mishnah says, five times the Kohen Gadol has to go to the mikvah, special Al-Tadin Yom Kippur. When he changes from the avoid is Lefnai and Lefnim, and then he changes clothing to the avoid is Chutz, he has to go to the mikvah five times. And let's say he didn't do it. Or else, for like kiddush bein beged lebeged, he didn't wash his hands the way the 10 times he's supposed to. Or bein avoid leavoida, is alocha avodosek shera. Still, the avoid is kosher. Is even though there's a mitzvah for the kohen to go to the mikvah midiraisa and to make 10 kiddushim, wash his hands 10 times. Still, if he doesn't do it, the avoid is still kosher. The only time it's possible is like this. But echad kohen gadol, whether you're a kohen gadol, the echad kohen hedyut shelo kiddush yodav aragla shachris. That's what's likuva. When you come in the morning, that's midiraisa, and that's likuva. If you didn't wash your hands, kiddush adayin reglayin from the kiyur in the morning, for the avod avoida, and you went to do the avoida, then avodah is the psula. That's the only time the avoida is psula. If you didn't wash your hands in the morning, you didn't make a kiddush yodav ragla from the kiyur. That's all. But once the kohen gadol or regular kohen did that, even on Yom Kippur, when the kohen gadol later changes from one avoida lefnayin lefnim and goes outside, even though he doesn't do the go to the mikvah or the kiddush, still the avodah is kosher. So now where does Ben Zayma learn out that you have to go to the mikvah before you come to the Beis HaMikdash? From the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. So madich over there, it's not likuva if you didn't go to the mikvah and you did the avodah. It's kosher. So for sure a regular kohen, even though he went to the Beis HaMikdash without going to the mikvah and did the avodah, for sure the avodah was kosher. So it's not true what we said. You can't say according to Ben Zayma, if the kohen doesn't go to the mikvah, the avodah is possible. Because you're learning it out from Yom Kippur, and Yom Kippur itself, if the Kohen Gadol didn't go to the mikvah in between, the avodah was kosher. So for sure, according to everybody, the avodah was kosher. So the Rashi Ben Zoyna, Mi Mochel, is that true? Where did we learn out that you have to go to the mikvah from the Yom Kippur, from the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. Now the Kohen Gadol himself, if he didn't go to the mikvah, didn't make a kiddush, he didn't wash his hands in between the two begodim, the two avoidis, it's still kosher. And that's because din echad Kohen Gadol avodas psula. That the only time it's possible if you did not bechlal make a kiddush or dayim raglayim in the morning. Paperik sheni dezvochim yalfina dekeshaloi rochat yodayim raglayim mechalal avoida. That the Gemara learns out from Sukkim over there, that if you didn't wash your hands in the morning from the Kiyah, the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, then the Avodah is possible. But once you did the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim in the morning, the Avodah is kosher, even if you didn't go to the Mikvah. So then we're back to kosher. What's the difference between Ben Zayim and Rabbi Yehuda? According to both of them, you're supposed to go to the Mikvah before you come into the Azara. And according to both of them, if you didn't do it, the Avodah is still kosher. So then what's the difference? Those shalaris, they're like this, is there an Isser Asay Midiraisa or not? Le Ben Zoyma Koi Biyesi. According to Ben Zoyma, you're learning about a Kabul Choyma Chorus Midiraisa. So just like the Kohen Gadol has an Isser Asay on Yom Kippur, there's a Mitzvah Asay for him to go to the Mikvah in between one Avoida and the next Avoida. And if he doesn't do it, he's over in Isser Asay, who are then every Kohen Hedjit. Where if you don't, when you come to the Beis Hamikdash, if you don't go to the Mikvah first, you're over this Isser Asay. The Rebbe Yehuda like koi b'yesei. But according to Rebbe Yehuda, it's not a kal b'chaim, it's not midrash, it's only exeri midrabbonin. There's no Isser Asay. Stan, you didn't listen to the rabbonins. But midrash, you didn't do anything wrong. The Rashi leben zoyma koi yolei b'yesei. Mi kal b'chaim, like learn out a kal b'chaim, the Kohen Gadol. Sho'ever b'sho'ever b'yesei should be. Kedusiv, the Pasuk says, b'rocha tes b'sar b'mayim levashim. That after you go to, you have to go to the mikvah and then get dressed. So that's an Isser Asay, a Mitzvah Asay. If you don't do it, you're over the Mitzvah Asay. So who are then every Kohen? If when he comes into the Azara, if he doesn't go to the Mikvah first, he's over this Isser Asay. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, Estam Din the Rabbonin has nothing to do with the Din Mitzvah Asay. Fred Gemara, who meis to Rabbi Yehuda, high Svara, is it true that Rabbi Yehuda holds like he says, that midrabbanan are koponim. Before you come into the Azorah, every person has to go to the mikvah. For Tanya, we learned like this: mitzayra toivel v'oymed b'shar nikner. A mitzayra on an eighth day. The law by mitzayra is for 7 days he becomes tohor. He goes to the mikvah on the seventh day, and then the eighth day, the next day, he brings the korban. That's when he comes into the Beis Hamikdash. He comes into the shar nikner. He stands, and that's the gate going into the Ezras Yisrael. He's not allowed to come inside there because it's still a Mechusa Kippurim. He didn't bring his Karbonus. And before you bring your Karbonus, you're not allowed to come into the Azara. So he stands outside the Shanik, and that's the gate coming into the Ezras Yisrael. So again, Mitzairah, the Mitzairah, on the eighth day, when he wants to come to bring his Karbonus, Toivul, it says clearly you have to go to the Mikvah first. The Oymed B'Shanik, and he stands at the gate of Shanik. And he puts his hands inside, then the Kohen spritzes on him from the dam and from the shemen, so he spritzes on the hands and the behindness of the thumbs of his hands and feet of the Mitzvah. We have Yehudi Reime, Ein Mitzvah Tefillah. If you adults know, on the eighth day, the Mitzvah does not have to go to the Mikvah. Even though he's putting his hands inside the Azara, he does not have to go to the Mikvah. So this is going to be the Kasha. We have Yehudi is Mashmi, holds from the Din of Al-Mishnah, that anybody, before you come into the Azara, you have to go to the Mikvah first. And here Rabbi Yehuda is saying a mitzvah on the eighth day, even though he's putting his hands into the Azara, he does not have to go to the mikvah. But he explains himself why, and because of this, the Gemara soon will say there's no question altogether. But Rabbi Yehuda explains himself, and he says, Shekfa tova miberev. You know why I say the mitzvah on the eighth day, he does not have to go to the mikvah, because he went to the mikvah yesterday. That's the loch of a mitzvah. He's tomei, and the 7 days he has to wait. On the seventh day, then he shaves off his hair, and then he goes to the mikvah on the seventh day, and he has hair shemesh, and the eighth day first he can bring his karbonis. So Yehuda says, since he went to the mikvah already yesterday on the seventh day, so today, the eighth day, when he wants to come into the Azara, puts his hands into the Azara, he doesn't have to make a tefillah. But I quote one of the kashrus of Yehuda says here that the mitzvah on the eighth day does not have to have a mitzvah. He does not have to have a tefillah. So Marian says, Pasha, what's he saying now? And the Gemara, who kid the Tony time? There's no question. It's Tiron of Yehuda. It says itself clearly. Why not? Shekhatovol miberet. It says the reason why not. You know, Rabbi Yehuda said you don't have to go to the mikvah on the eighth day because he went to the mikvah already on the seventh day. So there's no reason to go again on the eighth day. Like Rashi explains very good. Rashi says mitzayra bishmini shalom on the eighth day. Aval pisha tovo b'shvi, even though he already went to the mikvah on the seventh day, kidach silva, the posik says, for hoya b'yoyim ha-shvi on the seventh day, yegalach, he should shave off his hair, chayzer, and he goes to the mikvah, still, chayzer v'tovo b'shmini, kishimei v'kobunoysev, that's the Tanakama, that says, even though he went to the mikvah on the seventh day, on the eighth day, he has to go again to the mikvah. Rabbi Yehuda holds no. The mitzvah on the eighth day comes and puts his hands and feet inside the Azara to get sprinkled from the dam and from the shemen. Now, if Yehuda says no, the Gemara says, "Kvatoni time shkvatov v'yerif." Now, if Yehuda is Rashi very good, the time if Yehuda goes according to his own svara. The Yomer, if Yehuda said before, "Ain't tefila shachris haboyim liazara." It's not a derisive mikachiv. You have to go to the mikvah. It's only midrabbonin. For what purpose? Elalischar tuma yishana. To remember if you have any old tumor on you. Now, vizeh, this person, this mitzvah, ain't tzarech l'kach. He doesn't have to remind himself now if he has any old tumor on him or not. Sherei tov lemesh. Because we know he went to the mikveh yesterday. We know this Messiah wants to become Torah now. So he went to the mikveh yesterday. L'chol tumah sholov, and he got rid of all the tumor on him. And we know he's watching himself now till he knows tomorrow he has to come to the Beis HaMikdash to bring the kabonis. So for sure this Messiah wasn't matam himself overnight. So that's why according to Rabbi Yehuda, he does not have to go to the mikveh again on the eighth day. Because yesterday he went to the mikveh. He made himself Torah yesterday. So we know for sure he's a Torah person. It's only a regular person, it's not a mitzvah. You want to come to the Azara. We want you to think over twice to make sure you're 100% Torah. That's why we say go to the mikvah now. But if you're a mitzvah, and yesterday we know you went to the mikvah, so the hechra today is still Torah. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. You don't have to go to the mikvah today on the eighth day. Smell is no steer with Rabbi Yehuda. A regular person has to go to the mikvah. But a mitzvah, since you went yesterday to the mikvah, like we know 100% you're still Torah right now, you don't have to go to the mikvah again. Akne kach, the Gemara asked the question of Azoi, Udu ka'ari lo, my ka'ari lo. So what was the Havamina? What did he ask the question for? Like, it's very obvious what Reb Yehuda meant to say. He says it himself, Reb Yehuda. He says the Mitzvah doesn't have to go to the mikvah, shekfa tovu miberif, he went to the mikvah already yesterday. So what did he even ask the question for? Like Rashi says, Mi shaysi be mishnah zu, ever zaysin is mishnah, lo asher mi menu beveis medrash, lo manasase ka loy tam afurish bo. He explains himself, Reb Yehuda. Like, what did you go to even ask the question? Gemara says, Mishum the Kavoy the Mirma Achrit Yolei. Because really we want to ask really another steer on Rabbi Yehuda. We have another steer with Rabbi Yehuda. So if we're telling me now Rabbi Yehuda says that a Mitzvah doesn't have to go to the mikvah. Don't have a steer. I'll bring you right, Rabbi Yehuda holds a Mitzvah does have to go to the mikvah on the eighth day. But then it's like this. Lishchas HaMitzvahroyim. There was a Lishcha special room called the room of the Mitzvahroyim. Shesha Mitzvahroyim Tovim. That's what Tanakhama says. That room was the mikvah, and it was meant for the mitzvah. A mitzvah on the eighth day, when he wants to come into the Azara to bring his kabbonis, he has to go to the mikvah first. We have Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says no. Loi mitzvahroyim bovad amru. It wasn't only said for a mitzvah that wants to come into the Azara that he has to go to the mikvah. Ela kol adam. Not only a mitzvah has to go to the mikvah, but everybody has to go to the mikvah. Because Rabbi Yehuda Lishitos, like it says from like Nerns Panal Mishnah, any person before you come into the Azara, you have to go to the mikvah. So Rabbi Yehuda said this Lishcha, even though it was called Lishchas Mitzvahroyim, Yishnah, it wasn't only for the Mitzvah to go to the mikvah on the eighth day, but it's for everybody to go to the mikvah. So I call upon him, you see, the Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Mitzvahroyim did have to go to the mikvah on the eighth day. He only argues and says it wasn't only the Mitzvah, everybody has to go when they want to go into the Azara. But he also holds the Mitzvah has to go to the mikvah also. And before Rabbi Yehuda's Mashma, Mitzvah on the eighth day does not have to go to the mikvah first. So this is the Stira. Rashi says, Lishchas Mitzvahroyim. Loma Nikros Lishchas Mitzvahroyim. Why was the name of this room called Lishchas Mitzvahroyim? So the Tanakhama says, Shesha Mitzvahroyim Tovlim. Bishvul Shemachnisim Bahanaisayim Liyazorah. Since on the eighth day they have to put their thumb into the Yazorah, therefore they have to go to the mikvah first. And Rabbi Yehuda says back, it's not only for the Mitzvah, but Elo Kol Adam. Hanichnas Liyazorah. Now, me the Kama Bulvad, since Rabbi Yehuda said not only the Mitzvahroyim, but everybody, Mechlal the Yisle Tfilo B'Mitzvahroyim. Mashm is also masking the Mitzvah has to go to the mikvah on the eighth day also. He's only arguing and saying it's not only the Mitzvahroyim, it's other people also. And we'll soon see that Tanakama really argues. This Tanakama, we'll soon see, is a third cheetah. This sheet holds only a mitzvah has to go to the mikvah before he comes into the azara, but nobody else doesn't. This rabbanon here will soon see argues in our mishnah. They hold a regular person, if you know your Torah, you can go in without going to the mikvah. Only a mitzvah has to go to the mikvah before he comes into the azara. We'll soon see why. But if Yehuda says back to them, no, it's not only the mitzvah. Anybody has to go to the mikvah before he comes into the azara. But I call upon mitzvah the mitzvah also. So this is the distinction of Yehuda. First he says the mitzvah doesn't have to go to the mikvah on the eighth day, and here he says the mitzvah has to go to the mikvah on the eighth day. So my answer is like this. I'll tell you like Kasha. Hod tovel, hod loy tovel. When did he say he doesn't have to go if he went to the mikvah on the seventh day? Here it's mashmi, he has to go to the mikvah on the eighth day. We're talking about he did not go to the mikvah on the seventh day. For the Gemara, that can't be. Either loy tovel, if he didn't go to the mikvah on the seventh day, so today, the eighth day, is the first day he's going to the mikvah, or b'zoi heres shemesh boy. The loch is, you're not allowed to come into the azar until you have heres shemesh. You have to wait to say to kechavim. That's the loch. Anytime you tummy, you call the tful yom after you go to the mikvah. You have to wait till it comes that night. First, after that night, that's when you come into the Beis HaMikdash. See, if he went to the mikvah on the seventh day, it's very good. He went to the mikvah the seventh day the way he's supposed to. That's what the Torah says. Wait till that night, and the next day, on the eighth day, now you come into the Beis HaMikdash to bring your kabbonis. Because you're not a tzuyim anymore. But if you can tell me he didn't go to mikvah on the seventh day, so how was he allowed to come into the Beis HaMikdash on the eighth day? So more says that can't be. For sure, he went to the mikvah on the seventh day. So the more Elavad, we're talking about a concept of Yuda, EDB, EDB, the Tovel. Both cases of Avada, the Mitzvah, went to the mikvah on the seventh day. So again, we have this theory then. One place he says, on the eighth day, he has to go to the mikvah. One place he says, no. So more answers like this. I'll tell you, hod yasech daite, hod lo yasech daite. One place the Mitzvah forgot, took away his mind from watching himself from Tumah. Like we're saying, he went to the mikvah on the seventh day. Now he wants to go to the Beis HaMikdash tomorrow. Now you have to watch yourself to be alert that you're not going to go into a Leil HaMeis. You won't touch your meis. You have to make sure you're not going to become tummy. So one place is talking about the Mitzvah watched himself. He was not Mesir Das. Now the last bright that's Mashav Yudon, the Mitzvah has to go to the mikvah, that's where he was Mesir Das. He stopped thinking about the tumor, he took his mind off it, and then we're afraid maybe he touched the mace. That's why he has to go to the mikvah again. Fred Gemara, he asked Daite, if the Mitzvah took his mind off watching himself from tumor, or besides then we're afraid maybe he went to an early mace, so it doesn't help just to go to the mikvah today. Hazos shlishi yoshvi boy. We have to be afraid. Maybe he went near a mace. So he's tummy mace. He has to wait till 7 days, and the third and seventh day he has to be sprinkled from the mechatis. So b'zoi, you can't tell me now. We're talking about such a mitzvah that was mesir da. Stop watching to keep himself clean, because then mechali can't go into the Beis HaMikdash for another 7 days. So we have to be talking about that he keeps on watching himself. See, if he's watching himself, then that's the stereo. One place the Yehudi says he has to be toivel, and one place he says no. So Moritz is like, Admor just says, if it was Mesir Das, he would have to have Azoy, Shlishi Shvi. The Yomar Rebbe Doistoy, Barab Mosin. Yeah. Omar Rebbe Yechanan, that they all say like this, that Hesech Hadas, if somebody was Mesir Das, took his mind away from watching himself, is Sorech Hazor, Shlishi Shvi. You have to go to have Azorius, you have to have sprinkled on you from the Mechatis, the third and seventh day, because we're afraid maybe you went into an Eila Meis, like Rashi says. Maybe the person went into an elamase. He didn't think about it. So if you tell me that was mamash mesir das, we can't be talking about that. So Mora says, avada, both cases of Rabbi Yehuda, this mitzvah was not mesir das. Avada, he went to the mikvah the way he's supposed to on the seventh day, and he kept on watching himself up until the eighth day. So then there's the stira. Do you or don't you have to go to the mikvah on the eighth day? For like Kasha. When he on the seventh day went to the mikvah and he had in mind he knows tomorrow he has to go into the Beis HaMikdash, then that tefillah helps for tomorrow. He doesn't have to make a second tefillah tomorrow on the eighth day. I tell you, the second case, we went to the mikvah on the seventh day, he did not have in mind that he's going to go to the Beis HaMikdash tomorrow. So since he didn't have it in mind, that's the svara, you have to make another tefillah. To understand, even though first we're going to contribute it now, it's only a din the rabbonin, but still, even with the rabbonin, it only helps the tefillah if you did it l'shem the kavoni going into the Beis HaMikdash. But if you weren't tefillah yesterday for the kavoni to go into the Beis HaMikdash, then it doesn't help. Then you have to be tefillah a second time. So that's the terrorist to the theory of Rabbi Yehuda. V Another Teretz is like this. V'boyesem lo. Tani learned before Nebi Yehuda, loy mitzaroin omru, elo kol adam. He argues no, that Lishko was not used for the mitzaroim at all. It was not used for mitzaroim. It was only used for other people. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda Zak holds a mitzvah on the eighth day does not have to go to the mikvah, like he said before. Since he went to the mikvah on the seventh day, that's enough. This room, it's only meant for other people. Other people, before they come into the Beis HaMikdash, the Azara, they have to go to the mikvah. That's true.